Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today, capturing the mindset of today's female consumer. We'll talk about that in just a moment.
If you're working hard on the ranch day in and day out, that probably means your truck is too. Get the most out of your truck by upfitting it with Ranch Hand products, the most durable and heavy-duty truck accessories on the market. Front end replacements, grill guards, back bumpers, toolboxes, headache rack systems, and steps, all proudly made in the USA and built for style, safety, and strength. Visit our Ranch Hand store on West Reno Street in Oklahoma City or head to ranchhand.com to find a dealer near you.
Wheat growers, you've heard the talk about winter canola. Now there's a one-day meeting where you can check it out for your operation. Attend Canola U in Midwest City at the Reed Conference Center Tuesday, January 18th. Growing winter canola can improve your wheat crop through higher yields and grain quality. Farmers who've had success with canola will be a part of the faculty at Canola U. Agronomics, marketing, rotational benefits, and more will be covered. There's no charge to attend Canola U. Just call 1-855-4-CANOLA or log on to www.canolau.com for more information. Canola U, sponsored by High Plains Journal and DeKalb. This past year, the folks at Intervet Shearing Plow commissioned a leading women's marketing company, Just Ask a Woman, to conduct a new research study on women's beliefs and behaviors related to beef. Tracy Chapman is with this organization, and we talk with her about cattle producers and what they need to know about today's female consumer.
And you actually just used the word producers, and we would say farmers, because I think that for women, verbiage is very important. Getting the right language that she uses so that she can better understand what you're trying to communicate. What we found is by talking to them about on her terms, but also in simple language, makes her feel more confident in the information that you're sharing.
Can you talk some about this whole concept of natural beef, organic beef, these type of things? It seemed to be almost a challenge to the mainstream production practices that we have today.
I think the biggest challenge that we faced in, you know, the research that we did with Intervet Shearing Plow is that consumers are still confused about what all these labels mean. And, you know, for a good reason, they haven't really been educated on what they're, you know, mean. So for instance, natural and organic seem to get lumped together because they sound like they should be together, and more traditional products tend to be separate, and they don't know necessarily what the differences are between all of them. They just know that there are labels out there that they should be paying attention to, but they don't know what to actually be paying attention to.
Tracy Chapman says it is all about readjusting your thought process just a bit, and she says it will take probably more dollars in order to tell the story adequately.
I think it comes down to more marketing, and of course that means more money, but by really focusing on communicating the benefits of traditional products so that it's more variety and better prices, and that she is in charge of making the decisions and that there are products to meet her needs. I think that's where, by creating that message on the conventional, traditional side, is where you will start seeing women being more positive towards the industry.
Tracy Chapman of Just Ask a Woman says there are several key shopper insights that were unearthed in this study that was conducted, commissioned by Intervet Shearing Plow. She indicates that today's consumer is more informed about beef, but that labeling, retail promotion, and media often will offer a bit of confusion to the whole process. We'll talk more about this with Tracy Chapman in our next Beef Buzz. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron.
You're invited to the Oklahoma Soybean Expo, January 19th at the Wes Watkins International Center at Oklahoma State University. Registration begins at 8 o'clock, and you don't want to miss some excellent speakers, including Dan Smith of Top Third Marketing. Don't miss the Oklahoma Soybean Expo coming up January 19th at Oklahoma State University. For more information, call 918-343-2326. That's 918-343-2326.
That's your Beef Buzz. Have a great day. Ron Hayes, Radio Oklahoma Network.